Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, Ted Williams, and away we go. It's a Getaway Friday, Friday, May the 8th, 2020. 5-8-2020. Getting on a little late here this morning, 21 and a half minutes past the hour, but we had a lot of news, and we had a lot of obituaries and a little bit of an extended weather report. A whole bunch of stuff going on. Possible freeze tonight, which is very strange for early May, but that's the way it goes. And also, the news report is a little long this morning because we wanted to run those in those two clips of the mayor and Tracy Kinsler in their entirety because they have to deal with high school graduation. And there's been a lot of talk about what all these seniors are going to do. So we wanted you to hear it directly and uncut from the mayor and Tracy Kinsler about their thoughts on graduation and their conversations with the superintendents in the city and in the county. And then, of course, we just had more obituaries than normal, so that's the way it goes. But we're going to have a great day here on WWGH Radio. I'll be with you flying solo today for the most part from 8:10 a.m. until 1 p.m. So if anybody wants to guest co-host, just let me know. Give me a ring here, 740-383-9944, because we certainly have the time today. Now, we're going to get into a lot of interesting subjects, because there were some things I was thinking about last night that I wanted to talk about as time goes on, but I want to start by talking about a few things that won't take very long, and then we'll be able to move on to our subjects today, and we are going to play Family Feud today. We have some new Family Feud categories, so throughout the morning, I guarantee you, we will be playing Family Feud, which I know has become a favorite of so many people. It was funny, when Jeff Ruth was in here the other day, he goes, "You guys aren't playing Family Feud today?" So Family Feud, even a popular segment with Jeff Ruth, so we will get back to that today as well. Do just want to give you the McDonald's update of the morning. McDonald's really should be paying me at this particular point. They don't give me any money, and they don't even give me a free drink, the $1.07 that it is in the morning, but I talk about them every morning, whether good or in vain. But this morning, see, I tried to throw them a little bit. This morning, I gave them, and here's the thing in radio, and I always believe in telling you exactly what's going on, and as I was talking there, I could feel like a sneeze coming on, not like a cold sneeze, I don't have a cold or anything like that, but have you ever had a sneeze just come on for some reason, maybe brought on by an allergy, or you just had to sneeze for some reason, maybe there's something in the room that's making me sneeze? I felt the sneeze in my nose there. So if the microphone goes dead, I just felt it again. If the microphone goes dead for a minute, or if I don't get to the microphone in time and you hear me sneeze, be prepared, because I think the sneeze is going to come here momentarily. In any event, in my morning ritual, my trip to McDonald's this morning, I decided I was going to try to throw them a little bit. And this morning I gave that, because again, the drink is $1.07. to get the beverage. This morning, I gave them $1.12 to see if they would give me any change because I wanted the nickel back. And you know what? The guy running the window, and it was the first time all week that a guy had run the window, he did give me my nickel. There was no trouble, and everything came off without a hitch. So that is the McDonald's update for this morning. Now, for those of you who maybe are first-time listeners or don't understand what I'm talking about, what happened here? Here's the trilogy of this in kind of a nutshell. A lot of mornings I go to McDonald's. Again, the drink is $1.07, and I give them $1.10. I give them a dollar and a dime. And for some reason, a lot of those mornings, they do not give me my 3 cents back. And that became a topic of conversation, I think, Monday on the program. Well, then one morning this week, I gave them a $10 bill and 10 cents. And they did give me my change, and everything was good. And then another morning, I gave them a dollar and a dime, and they did give me my 3 cents, so everything was fine. So this morning, the change up was $1.12 I gave them, and they did give me the nickel back. So that's where that comes from. And that's this morning's McDonald's update, McDonald's drive-thru update here on WWGH Radio. And again, we get no money for talking about them at all, not even a free drink. So there you go. Now, the other things I wanted to talk about here this morning, just kind of statements before we get into the phone questions. Okay, here's the thing. I'm just going to go right to this one. You know, we are in the middle of this pandemic, and I understand people are getting stressed out. I understand people pay attention to the numbers every day. I understand people watch the press conferences every day. I get it. It's been going on, I think, for 40-something days now. But here's what I don't understand. And trust me, I understand if you agree with how things are being handled, and I understand if you disagree. I get it. 40-something days into this, I ran into a lady yesterday who told me this was all made up. So that is still out there. But here's the thing. Okay, no, you're entitled to your opinion. You're entitled to believe what you want. Now, I hope you do it safely, but you are entitled to believe what you want. We cannot get in your mind and change your mind about how you feel about the pandemic. But here's what I don't like. Okay, we all know about Dr. Acton now. We know who she is. She's been on television for 40-something days now with Governor DeWine quite a bit. And for better or worse, you like her decisions or you don't like her decisions. Well, we have a thing in this country called freedom to assemble, which is freedom to protest. So you do have the freedom to protest. You will not be arrested as long as you protest nonviolently. But here's the thing. This woman is a doctor, and this woman is in the middle of this pandemic. And again, whether or not you agree with what she has to say, the fact that people are going to her house, where her family is, in protesting at this particular point, it's beyond my mind. Because to be honest with you, the governor has the final say. The governor could override anything that she is saying. And as a matter of fact, the legislature could override it. And if the governor did not veto it, she would lose her power. So she is one of the people in this with the least power. Now, the fact that she has a lot of power is only because the legislature has not limited her power, and the governor has decided to veto it, or threaten to veto it, if they do limit her power, and he has let her do what she wants to do, and given her that authority. So why people are protesting her, I do not understand. She's only given as much power as the politicians in Ohio are giving her. And she's not a politician. And here's what really ticks me off about this. I guess if you want to assemble on her lawn and you want to say whatever you're saying about her, that's fine. I don't know her personally. I've never met her in my life. But I do know some of these protests are turning very nasty. Now, they have not gotten violent, to my knowledge, but I do know that they are saying some religiously unfavorable things, and I do know here's the thing. I mean, it's been reported. Dr. Acton, I believe, is Jewish, and they are saying some very derogatory things as they protest about being Jewish. Now, what this has to do with the pandemic, what this has to do with Dr. Acton's decisions, what this has to do with her power, what this has to do with anything, I don't understand. I mean, you want to go protest her power? I guess you can. She doesn't have full power. She's not the most powerful executive in the state. Like I say, the governor has to approve everything that she's doing. But why you would go to her house and make comments about being Jewish, why you would make comments about being Jewish to anybody, I have no idea. I just, that to me is one of the most insane things I've ever heard. So, get a grip. I mean, really, if you want to protest, protest. But you know what? To me, not going to her house, what's that going to do? That doesn't seem very effective. Go to the state house. Go to the legislature. Go where people are who can see you, who can actually do something. Go to the, I mean, I don't know if it's happening or not, but even if you went to the governor's mansion, you would see, you would get more done than you would by going to Dr. Eckman's house. Now, maybe people are at the governor's mansion. I don't know. And I'm not necessarily people should, I'm not saying you should go to the governor's mansion, but the fact that you're taking this doctor and going to her house to protest your feelings about the coronavirus, I don't understand that. And you know what? The bottom line is, yes, she's the doctor on television, but it's not like she's not consulting with other doctors. It's not like she wakes up in the morning and just says, okay, I'm going to make this decision today. She's got people in her office. There are other doctors employed by the state. She's just the one you see on television. There are other people involved in these decisions, and Governor DeWine and John Husted, I would imagine, know everything she's going to say before she goes out there every day, and must be okay with it because they don't question her. So the fact that people are attacking her, I don't understand it. You know, I get that people's businesses are in trouble. I get this is a completely different time than it's been before. But to, attacking this doctor, this woman, and then trying to attack her for being Jewish? What is that? I mean, aren't we past that in this country? So, again, I say get a grip. Now, there's my editorial this morning. And if anybody has anything they want to say about that, if you want to disagree with me, that's fine. Or if you have any, you want to say, yeah, attaboy, that's great, feel free. 740-383-9944 coming up on 33 minutes past the hour. But the more I hear about that, the more confused I get as to why it's being done. Now, maybe you can enlighten me why people are doing this. What is driving it? What? How is that going to change anything at all? If it was going to change something, okay. You know, I know a lot of these nonviolent protests, and under the Constitution, you have the right to assemble anywhere you want to. But usually, it's to make some kind of change. And I don't know that this is going to make any change, protesting on her lawn. So, there you go. Feel free to disagree or agree if you want. 740-383-9944. There's this morning's rant on Dr. Eckman. And I'm not even saying I agree with everything she's done. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying the protest and using religion in the protests, I don't understand. I don't get that. What does that have to do with the pandemic? Nothing. Nothing at all. Okay, there you go. Rant complete on this Getaway Friday morning. Okay, let's go along here. What else did I want to mention very quickly before we moved on to some of the things I want to ask you guys about? Oh, okay, there were two more things I wanted to talk about. Now, this blew up on Facebook yesterday. Why I can't get away from the gravy, I have no idea. Short story. A few months ago, I happened to mention on air that I do not like gravy. I do not like any kind of gravy, really. And somebody made me sausage gravy, and I tried it, and I did not like it, and that was that. Well, earlier this week, we got into a conversation about chip beef and gravy. And this just tells you the reach of this radio station and the people who listen. Yesterday, I got chip beef and gravy. Somebody bought me bought or made, however you want to say it, chipped beef and gravy. So now I am in possession of chipped beef and gravy. Now, I think this person did it just to get me to try it, much like the sausage gravy. But I have not brought myself to try it yet. Because to be honest, well, first of all, I was kind of busy yesterday when I got it. And it, I have like PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, after I ate the sausage gravy. Because I was okay to try the sausage gravy, but it tasted so bad to me. And again, that's just because of my taste buds, I'm sure. But it tasted so bad to me that now I'm afraid to put any type of gravy that I have never tried before in my mouth. So I don't know if I'm going to try this today or not. I still have it. I want to try it because if somebody takes the time to make it or purchase it, I feel like I should at least try it, which was the case with the sausage gravy. But it's just not my thing. But I put this on Facebook, and of course everybody tells me how much they love chip beef and gravy. Oh my goodness. It's a thing. Oh, here we go. The messages have already started. See, this gravy is a thing. Anytime I talk about gravy, people come out of the woodwork. Let me see if I can read this here. Oh, I cannot believe this. The person, oh, how about this? There is somebody out there who doesn't like chip beef and gravy that I agree with, that they don't like chip beef and gravy. How about that? That's the first time I've heard that in this entire mess, that somebody doesn't like chip beef and gravy. And I cannot, okay, how should I eat this? Because somebody said, I've got to have a few bites of it. Should I eat it on toast? I've heard that. I like toast. How do you eat it? Do you just eat it with a spoon? Do you just take a bite? Is that how you do it? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is the story on chip beef and gravy, which I now am in possession of, but not really keen on trying it? And yeah, we all know. And yesterday somebody tried to call in and use the slang term for it. We are not going to put the slang term for it on the air, but everybody knows the slang term for chip beef and gravy. And that's the way it goes. I'm getting, yeah, a message here. Exactly right. You eat it by throwing it in the trash. Well, yeah, that's probably what will happen after I have a bite of it, but that's the way it goes, as they say. There are just certain things I like and certain things I don't like, and I think the two weirdest things that I don't like that people have a problem with are gravy and peanut butter. I'm just not a gravy or peanut butter person. But I will say, as I said earlier in the week, I can have gravy if I'm at like a Lee's or a KFC. If they put a little bit of gravy on the mashed potatoes, I can eat it that way. But that's the only time I eat gravy. Never eat it alone and never eat it as a meal. Same thing with peanut butter. I can have a Reese cup, I can have a Buckeye, but I would never eat peanut butter on a spoon. I would never have a peanut butter sandwich. I would never put peanut butter on a cracker or a celery stick. That is just not my thing. Okay, let's see here. Some people like it on potatoes. I bet it's fried potatoes. And I do have an offer now for somebody to come over and eat the chip beef and gravy later on. They will eat it at their own risk. What am I supposed to eat while this person's eating the chip beef and gravy? Sit there and eat the table or something? I don't know. That's kind of funny. Okay, so that's the chip beef and gravy deal. Oh, mashed potatoes. They eat it on mashed potatoes. I thought it would be better on fried potatoes. But mashed potatoes. Okay. So that is the chip beef and gravy story of the day. Certainly not my thing. And I, you know, apparently there is some kind of difference between sausage gravy and chip beef and gravy. And I would not, I know it's made differently. But obviously I would not be the one to discuss this because I don't know anything about either one of them. Can anybody describe the real differences between sausage gravy and chip beef and gravy? All you chefs out there, or culinary wizards, what is the difference between these two things? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The big differences between sausage gravy and chip beef and gravy, because now I'm learning, apparently some people like sausage gravy but do not like chip beef and gravy. So what's the big difference between those two? Can anybody give us a good explanation? 740-383-9944. Now, I do want to just touch on this as well. And, you know, I don't know what's going on here with this, so I'm not going to come down too hard on this. But on Monday, somebody said they were going to bring me strawberry pie and a fresh drink for breakfast. Now, I didn't ask for it, but I thought, oh, that's nice. That's a great thing. Wouldn't that be fun to have that? Because, like, today, I'm here in the studio by myself from 8 o'clock in the morning until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, that was Monday, and I think it was supposed to happen on Tuesday. And I will say, Monday night, I did get a message saying that something had happened, and it probably was not going to happen Tuesday. But now I've learned that it didn't happen Wednesday. It did not happen Thursday. And I don't really have any indication that it's going to happen on Friday. Now, I'm not saying this is anybody's fault at all, because maybe something broke down bigger than I know, but no strawberry pie and no fresh beverage as it sits here on Friday morning. So I guess that's the way it goes. But I will be here through 1 o'clock alone, as I say, so if anybody wants to, I'm not asking. How do you do this without asking? If anybody happens to drop by with any kind of dessert or fresh drink before 1 o'clock this afternoon, I would not kick them out of the studio. Let's put it that way. So there you go. Because I did not get the strawberry pie. And the phone rings. Maybe this is our gravy question. Go ahead, caller.
All right, first of all, try your chip beef on your English muffins.
Oh, really? Secondly, on English muffins?
Yeah, that's not bad. Secondly, the Amy Acton thing, it's anti-Semitic comments trying to draw a parallel between the decisions she's making and or the governor is making to Nazi Germany. And the Bexley City
but
Council...
But is Dr. Acton Jewish?
She's part... One of her parents was Jewish and one was Christian, but she's... Her husband's Jewish, I guess, and they're bringing their kids up, or they brought their kids up Jewish.
So these people think that what the doctor and the governor are doing is similar to Nazi Germany.
Yes. Okay, the second thing was Bexley City Council had to enforce their ordinance about parking because there's, not metered, but permit parking, and the protesters were taking up a lot of the spaces. Plus, they were using bullhorns and yelling, which disrupts the whole neighborhood. And also, I heard on the news the other night, they have a highway patrol vehicle on the street 24/7.
Well, here's the thing. Well, first of all, I have not heard this, and maybe I just missed it. Are they protesting over at the governor's mansion?
Well, I don't know, but he lives on a farm off of I can't think of the route. In Cedarville. I don't think there's been a governor live in the mansion in years. I know Kasich didn't because he lived up in Westerville.
I know Strickland lived there.
Yeah.
So he might have been the last one. So
probably.
So they're not over at DeWine's house?
No, they're not at his farm in Cedarville. I haven't seen or heard anything about that, but, you know, it's kind of like Marion County. If you protest a mile from the house or whatever, you know, on the road, nobody's going to hear or see you.
Well, but here's what I don't understand. Well, first of all, now that I know this, to even draw a parallel, there is nothing that parallels Nazi Germany.
Not in my mind.
No. So to even make that parallel, if that's why they're making the anti-Semitic remarks, they're out of their mind. And first of all, that doesn't even make sense to me, because if she raised their kids Jewish, and she may be Jewish, which apparently we don't know, to parallel it to Nazi Germany, it wasn't the Jewish people who were sending themselves to concentration camps.
Correct.
It was Adolf Hitler, so that makes no sense.
I don't.
And the other thing is, is this woman has zero power. Now, she can run things by the governor and have him stamp them, and he can veto the legislature trying to limit her power, which I assume he will do. But what does protesting her at home do?
Makes somebody feel better, but I don't know who. Well, state legislature tried to pass, or is in the process of enacting a bill that'll be vetoed, about limiting her power to 14 days, and then any extension to that would have to go before JCAR. JCAR doesn't have, the last time I had a meeting in JCAR, there were no doctors on that. So how are you going to have a health department edict reviewed by non-doctors?
But don't they understand that John Husted and Mike DeWine have the power to limit her power right now?
Yes.
And I'm sure they talk to her every morning about what she's going to say
yep.
when they go out there, and they must be okay with it. And even if they did limit her power, and even if he didn't veto it, which I'm sure he will, she would just tell him what to say before the conference, and he would go out there and do it anyway.
Yes, read from his legal pad there.
Yeah, so why? Why has she become...
It's grandstanding on the part of the legislators to the public, saying, well, we tried, but the governor didn't back us.
Well, yeah, but I hate to say this, because, you know, if they're not at John Husted's house, and they're not at Mike DeWine's house, what is it about her that has sparked such anger?
She's the central figure because it's health-related, I guess.
I mean, does it have anything... I hate to say it, but does it have anything to do with her being a woman? Does it have anything to do? I don't know.
Possibly.
I mean, it seems insane to me. Mike DeWine is getting all this praise nationally for how he's handled this, and the doctor has been advising him, and I think he would say that. Now, why are people after her? I get that people's businesses are going under. I get people want things back open. But how? She can't do any of that. She can do none of that.
Nope.
I mean, so it's protesting for nothing.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you filled me in. That's very interesting.
Well, that was the trivia for the day. But try the SOS on one of your English muffins.
On an English muffin, I'll have to do that.
It may taste better.
Well, we'll hope. Thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye. Well, now, see, there's a lot of information. I love a call like that. Well, that's even worse. They're comparing what she's doing to Nazi Germany. You know, I understand businesses are closing. I understand people are upset. I understand people are having money problems. This is not Nazi Germany. And that parallel does not even make sense. People were being killed in concentration camps in Nazi Germany. People were being dragged out of their houses and thrown in prisons. This is not that. And it's dictatorial, but you know what? It's dictatorial. We get dictated a lot to from the government. You know, try not paying your taxes sometime. You know, you'll get dictated to. Try not renewing your license sometime and see how well that goes over. Try not carrying car insurance in Ohio and get pulled over and see how that works. We get dictated to all the time. How is this any different? And to say, because maybe she's Jewish and she raised her kids Jewish, that is comparable to Nazi Germany and that's why they're being anti-Semitic. First of all, it was the Jewish people who were being killed in World War II. Why would you make that comparison? They weren't killing themselves. Does anybody get it? I mean, honest to goodness. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay, here we go. I'm getting a message here about the preparation of sausage or chip gravy. You use dried beef and butter and flour and milk to make that gravy. And then you use grease and flour and milk and pork sausage to make sausage gravy. So those are the differences. You use so I guess the big difference here is basically what? Dried beef. Well, dried beef would be a difference. And I guess milk. I guess it's the milk product. that makes chip beef, chip gravy. Is it, what's chip beef? I don't think I've ever had chip beef either. Probably just beef instead of pork. But does anybody else have a big difference there, 740-383-9944, between the big gravies? Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Talking about them yahoos that are going down there harassing the doctor, ain't it illegal to be racist? Ain't that like a hate crime or something?
Well, not until you hit or hurt somebody. You have freedom of speech no matter how ignorant you are, right up until you hit, hurt, or break something.
Oh, I wasn't sure. Well, then that's just awful. I mean, she's just doing what she needs to do to keep us safe.
Well, yeah, and again, I'm a protector of the Constitution. Freedom of us to assemble is in there. You're allowed to do it as long as you do it non-violently. But this woman is not even the central figure. She doesn't have the power to do anything that these people want done. What good?
People have to provide for their families, and they're scared, and they're hurt, and insured, and all this and that, and they just want someone to blame, but. You know.
Well, it's depressing.
She's got a Rottweiler or a Pitbull or something.
Well, it's sad to me for a lot of reasons because, number one, something could happen, and that would be a big mistake and a big tragedy. And number two, she's got kids, and she's got a family, and that should be taken into account. If you want to protest her as she's walking into the press conferences and scream and hold signs, I mean, I'm not for that. But if that's where you want to do it, fine. To do it outside where her kids are in the house and her family, you know, that's, no.
I don't understand. That's unacceptable.
Yeah, and also in the neighborhood.
Governor DeWine keeps saying, I'm the office holder, come after me, you know.
Well, and I will say this about Governor DeWine. Like Governor DeWine or dislike him, and he's been on this show. I have no beef with Governor DeWine. But he did stick up for her, and I hope he's protecting her, and I'm sure he is. And what a silly thing. I don't normally come on this show and talk about that and give an opinion one way or another because I don't want to be political.
Well, that's nuts.
Well, yeah, I couldn't even understand why people are doing this and why it is anti-Semitic. I don't understand that.
You're not always going to like what you're told, you know. I know even in this city, there's a lot of unrest with some of the decisions that have been made by the health department. But, I just feel like those people have been to college. They know more than we do. Do what you're told, and sooner or later, it'll all blow over.
Well, and I'll say this, and I think this is important to know because I think it does apply to Dr. Acton, but I've gotten to know Tracy Kinsler pretty well, our health commissioner here over the last 6 weeks or so, and I'll tell you, you know, when we look back on this, will they say every decision was right? Probably not. When they look back on it, will she have her own regrets? I'm sure she will. But, you know, in the time and at the time, I know that she made her decisions based on what she thought was best for the society. Now, did it tick off a lot of people? Probably. But she did not do it with malice at all. I know she didn't.
Right, because what would they even stand to gain? And you're right. You can't go living life as a Monday quarterback, right, Scott?
Absolutely. You said it. Perfect.
Hey, and the toast is the shingle. Okay? You know, we all know the bad word, the naughty little word that we can't say on the radio. But the toast is the shingle.
So you're saying right now, since I don't have the shingle, I've just got the other.
Well, I don't know if you have shingles or not. That's between you and your doctor.
Well, I might have a case of the shingle. I tell you, if I eat this, I might have a case of the shingles.
I just can't with you today. Goodbye.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. I might get the shingles if I eat this stuff. Okay, now I'm being told the big difference between the two gravies is milk is in both. But it's the meat that makes the distinction between the two gravies. So one is sausage and one is dried beef. Is that the big difference between the two? I know there's pork in this stuff that I have because I can see the little bits of ham floating in it. So which is which? What is the distinction here? 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. We're having a fun day. We're almost through the first hour. 54 minutes past the hour. Do you have anything to say about the protest? Do you have anything to say about the gravy? All kinds of... I'll tell you, I've got a whole list here, so next hour is going to be pretty good. Although I don't have any strawberry pie, and I don't have any beverages. So what can you do? Go ahead, caller.
Scott, have you ever eaten chipped ham?
You know, I know I have, but for some reason I cannot remember if I liked it or not. Like chipped ham.
It is really good, but compared to chipped beef, it's the same thing. I mean, you know, one's beef and one's ham.
But,
and I tell you what, I told you the other day that Stauffer's makes it, cream chip beef.
Right.
And we had some last night, and I tell you, it's good.
Oh, well, you know, are you talking about, like, chipped ham, like you would go to the grocery store and, like, lunch meat?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've had plenty of chipped ham, sure.
Yeah, well, you know, chipped beef is really in the same mode except it's beef, you know, so, but, well, like I said, we had some last night, and it was really good. I had it on toast.
Well, I'm going to take a spoonful tonight just because I think when somebody makes it or buys it for you, you should try it. But, but I think it's got a doubt. You know, and if I like it, I'll be the first to admit it Monday. But I think the odds of that are very low.
You know, when you were raised with eight brothers, when Mom said dinner was ready, you better be there.
Ah, yeah, you're exactly right. You better show up because the pot might be empty.
Well, she said she was afraid to put flowers on the table. We might eat them, too.
Hey, thank you for calling. That's funny. 740-383-9944. All right, the messages are coming in now here. Let's try to get to some of these. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Okay. It's not ham. It's dried beef floating. Well, doesn't that sound delicious? It looks like ham because it's pink, but maybe that's what dried beef looks like. Okay, here's another one. There's milk in both. It's the meat. It's the chip beef, then it's not the ham. Oh, another one for chip beef. And then I got the head-smacking emoji. You know, the thing on Facebook, the little face-smack emoji? So apparently I'm an idiot, is what that's saying. Okay, what else do we have here? The difference is the flavor between the two meats, and homemade is better than store-bought. Oh, well, there you go. The difference on that one is the flavor. Well, what is the difference in flavor, I guess, then is the question. Because I've had the sausage gravy, and to me, I can't tell you what that tasted like. But what's the difference in taste? I understand there are different meats now in the two, but what is the difference in taste? Now, I like chipped ham. Matter of fact, one of my, and I have not had this in a long time, but I used to like chipped ham and Colby cheese fresh from the store, and you put them just on a sandwich and eat them. Now, to me, I always like that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Ham isn't beef. Well, I understand ham isn't beef. So it's beef. Pink beef floating around in this milk-ridden gravy. Chipped beef. Pink beef. 740-383-9944. All right. Well, that conversation can continue on. So if you have any more comments about Dr. Atkin and the protest or the gravy debacle of this Friday, give me a call, 740-383-9944. Okay. Those two things are running this morning here on WWGH Radio. Now, well, there's another thing I'm going to talk about, but I'm down to the last minute here, minute or two, so I'm not going to get a chance to talk about it. Well, you know what? I'm going to try to get it in here. Here's the thing. Yesterday I was doing the show, and again, I was talking about people who send funny pictures and goofy pictures, and I think they try to throw me off path with what I'm doing on air. And it's interesting because yesterday somebody did that. And clearly they did throw me off the beaten path I think it happened in the 9 o'clock hour. And people were asking, what in the world were you doing? Because I was left a little speechless for about a minute or two. There was absolutely no doubt about that. But, and I'm not going to tell you who sent the picture, and I'm not going to tell you what the picture was of, but I will just say this. It was something I did not expect. But I'll tell you what, you remember those moments forever, because anything that'll throw you off the beaten path, anything that will throw your mind to something else, it's all the element of surprise. Even though I knew a picture was coming, I certainly didn't know that picture was coming. So that's all I have to say about that. Now, we are going to break, but we're coming back with conversations about gravy. We're coming back with conversations about Dr. Atkin and protesting and what's going on there. And we also have a whole lot of stuff we want to know what you think about. So we're coming back in 10 minutes here on WWGH Radio, where the G has never stood for gravy. Take a break. We'll be back.
Sai says he's going to do what to me? You know.
Oh, man.
And then Ricardo says, I want to tell you, Shaky, with another accent, I want to tell you, don't pay any attention to him. Just pat him on the head 3 times.
And the producer knew that he had a